Good morning to everyone. Well, unless you have lived under a rock for the last several months, you realize that today is Election Day. Today, the citizens of America will elect a new president. All the campaign ads, rallies, debates, etc., have filled our sources of news and information for well over a year. All of this election hubbub has left many of us frustrated and confused. Many people are anxious about the results of today's election. We wonder who will be president. But friends, let me state plainly that regardless of who is elected today, Jesus Christ is still King. Regardless of which candidate is elected president today, remember, it is temporary. But whichever candidate is elected today, let us pray that that person will look to God for leadership, wisdom, inspiration, and guidance. Let us pray that whoever the president-elect turns out to be, that that person will, as it says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding. Let us also remember that God is still ultimately, eternally in control. Regardless who is elected president, the sun will come up in the morning. Life will go on. Yes, Jesus Christ is still King. Let us all honorably serve our King. Brethren, remember that one of the titles of Jesus is Prince of Peace. Jesus also said that we are to be peacemakers. Let us, as citizens of God's kingdom, be examples of peace. Now let me end with this prayer. Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us and for sending the Holy Spirit to comfort us and to guide us. Lord, right now it feels like there is so much at stake and there is a lot of anxiety about today's election. People are worried. Your word says to be anxious for nothing, but in everything to come to you. We ask that you provide peace and comfort to the worried hearts of this country. Relieve our anxiety by helping us all to focus on you and your will. Let those who feel anxious to instead feel your presence. Please diffuse the spirit of anxiety across the country, bringing understanding between all people. Please, Lord, unite us. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.